Next up, I think we you know, they say save the best for last, but I want to throw this man in the middle. Let's make some crazy, excited noise for your pastor, Pastor Brian. Hey! Oh, I'm so excited to hear you. Because I just get nervous like seeing you sit there. So in the shadows, I swear I can see your whole face and you're just doing this. I don't know what he's supposed to mean by that. So you kind of intimidate me. So I'm really excited to see what you're going to do. 2 minutes. And I don't even care. Go way over. You're the pastor. You're allowed to. Do an altar call at the end.
Yeah, so I am a pastor, which kind of means that I'm good at none other kind of work. Like work that you get your hands dirty or know how to do stuff. This whole thing of doing 2 minutes is freaky to me because I know how to do 25 minutes because I'm a pastor and this is like a little scary here. But I was thinking recently that I would probably make a good criminal. Just an observation watching them. It's not because I see such fine work out there and I want to be like that. Because I don't look at, like, you know, the NBA and think, oh, I could totally do that. Like, I don't think that. But when I see criminals, I think, oh, I could probably do better. And so I've been practicing. And just recently, my wife and daughter left for the evening. We'd already had dinner. It wasn't very good. It was like a bowl of soup or a salad or something. And I was really craving pizza, but I knew that I shouldn't have some. But my wife and daughter left for the evening, and while they were gone, I'm like, you know what? I'm doing it. I'm going to have pizza, and I'm going to cover my tracks. So I made pizza. I ate it all. And then I washed dishes and dried them and put things away. I opened windows so the house did not smell like pizza. Yes. And then closed them and got the temperature back up before they got into the house. And I sat there waiting to see how I did. And not one word was mentioned about the smell of pizza. They didn't notice anything weird in the kitchen. I felt so successful. I'm like, I can commit a crime and completely cover my tracks. I'm so proud of myself. I don't know if you saw on Sunday, there was a guy who in Seattle, he stole the Victoria Clipper. Yeah, he stole the Victoria Clipper and kind of stalled out there in Puget Sound, and they, you know, surrounded him and arrested him. And he said, I wanted to go to West Seattle. Just like, criminals sometimes don't have the full game plan in mind. It's like they get a good idea, I'm going to do this thing, but they haven't thought through the whole process, and that's the problem with criminals. I have a cat named Zipper, and when the front door of our house opens, she zips for the front door, and she's gotten out a few times, like she's been out in the front yard. But her plan, like her escape plan, is not thought out because she's a, you know, cute little cat. So she gets out the door, and we're all freaked out, and we go out there, and she's just sitting on the lawn looking around, kind of baffled, like, I don't know what this place is here. She hasn't thought through the whole escape process, kind of like the dude who took the Victoria Clipper, kind of like, I want to go, you're a cute little kitty, you know? It's like, what are you thinking? You took this ship, and how are you going to land the ship? Like how are you going to escape from this thing? He didn't think through it at all. So if the whole pastoring thing doesn't work out for me, I think I'm going to be a highly successful criminal. Thank you very much.
Good. I like it. Let's talk for a minute. Did your pastoral conscience ever get to you about the pizza? Did you like, Sherry, guess what I did?
Not at all. No, I didn't feel guilty at all. I was really proud. I was very proud of my accomplishment. In fact, it kind of hurt me to bring it up tonight because now she knows. This is the first time she's heard. She hasn't heard about that.
Yeah, if your conscience wouldn't get to you, you'd be a really great criminal. All right, let's give him a hand, guys. Well, we got one more. And, I figured we'd just throw him in the mix, too, because his sister killed it. She was great. So you got a lot to live up to. Is that younger sister? Oh, she's going to. You better do better. You better do better. You guys, let's give a hand for Mr. Andy.
Thank you. When Pastor Brian asked me, he said, would you do 2 minutes of stand-up? I'm like, I could do that. But I really thought about it. I thought, I want to make sure that these 2 minutes I deliver are like the greatest 2 minutes of your life. Stacy, you know what I'm talking about, right? And so you know, I mean, I wrote down some jokes and... I've always felt like comics are a lot like pastors. I felt like there's some similarities there. I think there's a lot of acting involved in pastoring. And, you know, it happens every Sunday. You have to act interested in what people are talking to you about. You know, Sister Bertha's mom's cousin's aunt is sick in the hospital, and you have to nod. Oh, that's so sad. And that's kind of, you know, I think there's a little element of that in performance. You have to have a little bit of acting skill. I always feel bad for those actors, those lifelong actors that strive and they go to auditions year after year to try to get a part. And then they finally get a part. And it's for a Cialis ad. Like, how do you explain that to your family? Like, yeah, I got it. What part did you get? I'm guy number two. In what?
Cialis ad.
And what? Well, I just have to look longingly at my 50-year-old wife. That's the part. Or the girl that gets on a Tampax commercial. Like, is she excited? Does she tell anybody? I mean, what? Do you have any lines? No, I just have to look bloated on the camera. That's what I do. Here's how I know that pastors are actors, because every time a preacher gets up to preach, he says the same prayer: Jesus, you be the star of the show, you be the center of attention, help me get out of the way, all glory to you. And then he'll preach and he'll do a good job, and afterwards he'll always say, oh, the Lord ministered beautifully. But when a pastor bombs, he never ever says, oh, Jesus just missed it today. Jesus just did not have it. He was off, because truly pastors believe that they're the star of the show. That's it. That's all I got. That's 2 minutes.